slip you an ambient. Welcome to Talking Teeth. My name is Dr. Dean Vafiatis, and we are at Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host here on this bi-weekly program covering all topics of oral health, your teeth, and your smile. Thank you for joining us today and today and today and the next day. I appreciate your listening. With me today here is my good friend, the elegant, with a new smile that she has now. The elegant, the unbelievably reliable Pam Stern.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
So good to see you again. Yes, I am. Also with us is my assistant, John Kim, who'll be helping us with the show with music. And also, we'll be taking any emails from our listeners. This is a live show, so we'd love for you to hear your feedback. I know there's a lot of dental professionals listening in today because we have a lot of things to talk about in terms of digital dentistry. So you can call in at 718-204-8900 and give us your question, or you can email your questions to drdeanradio@gmail.com. Our mission, again, is to always have the goals for this show is to educate our community in all aspects of dentistry and oral health and open up the airways for discussion for topics that a lot of people don't discuss or just don't have a lot of knowledge about. So, of course, we brought our expert in today to talk about digital dentistry. His name is Ronnie Klein from Henry Schein Incorporated, one of the largest distributors of medical, dental, and veterinary products.
In the world.
In the world?
Is in the world. In the
Welcome, world. Ronnie. How are you?
How are you?
You can also go to our website, www.nysi.org, and listen to the show live, or you can go to gaiepes.com, and I'm sorry, gaiepes.org, and listen to our the show live.
We are live, so you can call in. The number here is 718-204-8900.
Thank you, Pam. Do we have something announcement before we start about our
a special
spring
drawing?
We have a spring gala event or a spring
We're doing a spring
fundraising for the show. This
yes,
is a nonprofit show, just for people who don't know. It's a public radio. It's there's no money that comes in here. Everything is sponsored by members and sponsorships and fundraising. So I want everybody to know that. If you can make a donation, you can call in at 718-204-8900, or you can send in mail in a check at the address, which I will give out in a little bit. But it's www.gaiepes.org, and the address is there as well.
Right. You can pay with PayPal or check or whatever. There are pledge gifts here. $50, you become a member of Cosmos FM. $100, you become a member of Cosmos FM. One bottle of wine, red or white, made from ancient grapes from Larrakis?
Yes, that's a very excellent vineyard.
Okay. One bottle of olive oil from hand-picked olives. $250, you become a member, and more wine. And $365, you become a member, more wine, two bottles
a lot of
oil.
Of wine. They want to make
call
you
in, donate.
Also, the olive oil is very good for your skin. That's what I use. People ask me how I do with my skin. It's all about the olive oil.
All right.
So anyway, we're talking about digital dentistry. The exciting world of digital dentistry has come upon us in dentistry. I've been in it for about 7 years. Some dentists are getting involved today, recently. Some people have been around for many years. The point of this is it helps, bottom line, it helps the patients get the right type of care. And the results from the different types of tests that we do to get the right quality work back to the professional and then be able to fabricate different things such as x-rays and other things. But let's talk about that. The first first implementation of digital technology that we found to be helpful was obviously the software to control the patient's charts, to control the patient's treatment plans, to control what the patient was coming in for. So we found a big advantage from going from writing down our charts, which can take a very long time, especially if your pens are not working and you're writing very sloppy, it's hard to read for future reference. Now everything is typed in, so that becomes a digital platform software for our office that we can exchange information with our patients, with our professionals, and that really helped us out to organize our offices. The next best digital software program that came out was digital radiography, which is taking x-rays with a digital scanner that immediately puts the photograph up on the screen, and the developing procedures of the x-rays are not, they're not necessary anymore. So
no.
that saved a lot of time for the professional and for the patient who's coming in for an x-ray. So DEXIS is our program that we use, and that's been very successful. It's easy to be emailed between professionals. It's easy to read. There's a lot of different great views that we can look at our radiographs. We can show the patient. Patient education has increased dramatically. And we can plan any kind of surgical procedures or like implants or extractions by looking at the digital radiograph. Not to mention... I'm getting a little sore throat. When we have to share our radiographs with professionals the old way, we would have to copy the x-ray.
And mail them.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't get them for 2 or 3 days. Sometimes they got lost in the mail.
Yep.
So the copies were hardly legible for the other professionals. So now by emailing these files has created a huge accuracy and transparency for the patient's health, for their looking back at their x-rays over the course of time and being able to compare it. And I know, Ronnie, you're very familiar with those two procedures, Dentrix and DEXIS. Were you in the beginning stages of that when that came out?
Yeah, we were started that approximately went from Easy Dental to Dentrix. And Dentrix is originally a Windows-based platform. What that means is basically that the patient is going to have all their records in one place. No papers get lost. And the offices are not going to be looking for charts all over the place.
Exactly.
DEXIS is a very comfortable system for a patient to have in their mouth. And it's great for the patient to be able to see the x-ray right on the screen as soon as they're done.
Exactly. And again, that saves a lot of time and radiation for the patient as well. To mention, the radiation that we used to do 5 years ago is basically 18 times the amount of radiation that we do today. Another great invention was the implementation of panoramic x-rays through digital 3D technology. That allows us to take the radiograph and look at the jaw in a three-dimensional position. And then also, thank you for the phone calls.
Calling
John,
already.
You're taking the phone calls.
We'll 718-204-8900.
The panoramic x-rays, actually now we can use it as a three-dimensional photo because a regular x-ray is two-dimensional. You can't really see the depth of the nerves. You can't see the depth of the teeth or anything that's inside the tooth. So now we have a really good picture of where the teeth are, the roots, the nerves, and we can better treatment plan our patients for any kind of procedure that's happening. So that's really taken on a new field. The other field that's really incredible in terms of scheduling the patients and really seeing what's going on is their joints, their TMJ joints, which we have a special show coming up in April to talk about bruxism, TMJ, and how the joint is affected by patients' teeth and how that affects their sleep apnea. And we know that right now it's up to 70% of patients have a snoring problem. So, ladies, we understand your concern.
Oh, yes.
when your husbands are waking up.
I heard a commercial this morning saying they're making houses now with a snoring room.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible as opposed to fixing the problem?
Yep.
So, anyway, the cephalometric x-ray, the ICAT, and now you have the Compass, I know.
Right.
That you're really really coming together with the implant companies and the implant surgeons to be able to really look at the jaw in all three-dimensional ways and then tie it into the machine which we're going to be talking about, which is the E4D machine, which basically makes restorations in the dental office. So before we get to that, though, I wanted to sort of share a little story. We had a patient. Think about the scenario when a patient comes in. They have a broken tooth. They need a filling or a crown. And the usual process is we give the patient some anesthesia, local anesthesia. And the dentist will sit down and prepare the tooth for the crown or for the inlay or for the filling. And then he or she usually has to take an impression. Now, if anybody's been to the dentist, you know what it means when the assistant's coming at you with a whole bunch of goop
and
putting it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very uncomfortable.
Right.
Doesn't usually taste really good.
No, it doesn't.
Can you guys figure out how to make this impression taste good, at least, if we're going to use it?
Why don't we try to throw in a little flavoring? But
we're trying to get these impressions to taste good. But now we're away from that, and we'll talk about how we've gotten away from impressioning. But The patients, you know, some of them can handle it, some of them can't. It doesn't taste really well.
Some people gag from it.
Some people have a gag reflex, which means it's going down your throat.
Or a small mouth, and they can't even fit the tray in.
And I tell you, that's been happening more often in the last 3 years that I've seen people. Either they're getting Botox or lip augmentations, and I can't get in their mouth.
Wow.
So you ladies got to just chill out with all these procedures.
Get your teeth done first, then the Botox
exactly.
after.
Exactly. So, so you can imagine taking this impression can become very, you know, just a little difficult. It takes 4 or 5 minutes a set. The other part of it, not to mention if it gets on their dress, then I got to have a cleaning bill.
Oh, my.
It becomes a whole problem.
Yeah, but you're pretty neat, Dr. D.
I know, but still, every now and then you'll mess up something and it becomes uncomfortable. The other big part of it is you have to make a temporary crown for the patient.
That's right.
And usually they come back in 2 weeks or a week or so to get the final crown. That's the usual scenario for making a crown or an inlay or any kind of...
And they have to come back for a second visit.
Second visit.
Then they have to have anesthesia.
Right. Exactly.
Then you have to take the temporary off. Then you have to try in the new crown.
Oh, you're making me really sound good
it's
here.
It's long and draining,
So what we realized is that we wanted to change the operation and the fabrication of a single unit crown, which basically most dentists are doing about 60, 70% single unit dentistry. So now the Henry Schein Incorporated has been the number one distributor for E4D Technologies, which is a CAD-CAM crown that's made in the office. So it's basically an 1 hour to 1.5 hour procedure that a dentist can scan the tooth with a laser. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's a laser scanner, basically digitizing the actual teeth instead of having to take an impression. It's
right.
A digital impression that now is on the screen.
So let's walk through that, Dr.
Yeah.
Dean.
Do we have to walk through it? I want to run through it.
Yeah, let's run through this.
Okay. I want to take another impression of the lower arch, which is the counter, and then take a bite registration so I can get both arches together in the maximum biting force of that patient, and now I have a digital recording of what's happening to that patient's mouth. So for the regular procedure would be, again, two visits and multiple procedures with multiple people touching that impression and the restoration. And now we have everything being scanned into a computer, coming up on a screen, and now the dentist can actually sit there and design the crown.
Right. Can I just slow this down for the layman at home?
Well, you know, I'm an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah,
I love going fast.
A little bit here.
Go
okay,
ahead,
so I'm the voice of reason. The patient comes into the office. They sit in the chair. They will get an injection if needed, if the tooth is still alive.
Yes.
And, but we'll prep the tooth, but instead of putting the googly gop and the take the impression and going through that whole nonsense that we just discussed, now we pull up this computer that comes on the wheels, and it's very exciting. The patients love it. They get to watch you. You take the magic wand and scan the tooth.
Right.
And you can see Dr. Dean or whoever has this machine just making the tooth right in front of you, and then they push a button.
It's really you still can't believe that this is happening. When I sit down and make a tooth that way, it's still something that I say to myself, how is this possibly, you know, going on in today's world? But and the patients say the same thing. How long has this technology been out? Obviously, it's been out for a long time. It's becoming a lot more popular now because we've really refined it. We're giving out a lot of presentations over the last couple of years. And a lot of dentists are sort of realizing that this could be a better, faster, and more interesting way to create their crowns.
But the most wonderful part is that we push a button and the crown is made right
exactly.
then and there in our office.
So basically what's happening is the dentist is becoming in control of his or her crown. Now, if you've ever been to the dentist and they try it in your crown at your second visit and sometimes the color is off or sometimes it doesn't fit and have to send it back to the lab, that process in our office does not exist anymore. We do not send anything back to the lab to get fixed. It gets fixed right there. Now, that's a different type of level of care that I found to be, for my patients, very important. And we have, you know, we have patients that are insurance patients. We have patients that are private patients. To be able to give them a restoration that day during their lunch hour or in the morning session for an hour and a half, That is a big change. And what have you seen, Roddy, in the last couple of years with this technology?
I know my wife is listening, and she's probably saying, why didn't I do this? No, she's going to kill me.
You mean do the show?
No, do the E4D, because she hates the temporaries.
What's her name?
She hates Lori.
Hello, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Welcome to the show.
So, I mean, Lori went to the dentist, broke a cusp, actually a central front tooth, and Valentine's night.
Oh, my God.
And she was very upset, and she hates taking those impressions and having those temps.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that, Ronnie, because when I first got the machine, I made some posterior restorations. If the color was off, you know what? Nobody really saw it.
Correct.
Then, after 4 or 5 months, I started doing front anterior teeth. And I said, can I really do this with the front tooth? That was my big challenge. Can this machine give me an anterior front tooth on somebody smiling? We have a lot of model patients. We have a lot of patients in the industry of fashion. And can I make this tooth really look like a front tooth adjacent to her natural tooth?
Well,
and that was a big, big hurdle for us to find. Can we physically do that? And the first thing that happened, this is about 4 months ago, a patient came in, one of the models from Ford Modeling Agency, and she says, I have a shoot at 6 o'clock, and I just cracked my tooth at lunch. It's 1 o'clock. She says, what am I going to do? Now, my usual procedure is make her a nice provisional, nice bonded temporary, and she'd go on her way. But to be able to say to her, look, I can make this if you can stay here an hour and a half, 2 hours tops, and it's going to be perfect. And she looked at me. She said, are you sure? Because I got a big show to do. I said, absolutely positive. To have that kind of conviction on a patient has changed my practice, has changed the way people perceive our practice when they're coming in. They know they're getting the best. So tell me your experiences from other dentists.
I mean, first of all, most people who are not dentists don't realize that when you break a tooth right in the front of your mouth, it's probably the hardest restoration for a doctor to duplicate because of the color and
it's all the hardest.
Those things.
And
it is the hardest.
And just generally speaking, it's about four or five visits to get it right.
Right. So with this machine, when you cut the tooth down and you take an impression with a laser and you don't have the gooky stuff in your mouth and you see the doctor actually contouring the tooth to be like the tooth next to it, and then you have, like Dr. Dean does, create the color and the shades to match exactly, put it in a machine and have it mill it with little drills to make it perfect, and then seed it. You're just amazed as a patient to see that this technology has made a tooth for you when prior you had to have a temporary impressions, come back in 2 weeks and take anesthetic.
We're talking to Ronnie Klein from Henry Schein Incorporated, one of the largest distributors of medical and dental and veterinary products in the United States, and I know it's in the world as well. This is Cosmos FM, WNYE. It's a live show. We thank you for your support. This is a fundraising effort as well. This is our last week to fundraise. I want to thank Argyros. I want to thank Konstantina Dimitrios. And I want to thank Dimitrakis for their contributions and their sponsorship. So anybody else who wants to donate whatever you can, $50, $75, $100, whatever you can, we really appreciate it. And the Cosmos FM family, this is how we survive. The number is 718-204-8900. Tell us, we have a question online from Natasha. It says, is computer dentistry as precise as the old-fashioned chairside dentistry? And digitally, are you really able to capture the margins the same as you would by hand, meaning stone? Well, let me say something, Natasha. I've been doing dentistry for 22 years. My first thought was exactly that. Can this thing really work? So what I did was, being very intuitive that I try to be, I took impressions of 3 teeth, and I took scans of 3 teeth. I made three teeth with the regular way, and I put it on a microscope, and then I made 3 teeth from the digital way. My own analysis, my own intuition, and looking at it under the microscope. And I can tell you honestly, the problem when you're taking a stone model, an impression, is the immense inaccuracies that we accept that could be about 50 to 80 microns, as opposed to me actually making that line and knowing exactly where that crown is going to be. And now I'm basically making that margin that's going to be able to be fabricated down to about 30 or 40 microns every time. It's not like sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. It's the same. And that's the big thing about these digital E4D machines, is that it's consistent. Every dentist gets to the point where they are consistent. Their preparations are better. The final result is better because it's more accurate. And obviously, you can choose any shade you want, and that gives you flexibility and variability to do any kind of restoration. Do you think, let me ask Ronnie this question. We want to take a break. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, I want to share something with everybody. I'm going to give you three reasons why you're going to love going to your office, your dental office or your digital dental office. Right when we come back, we'll be right back in about 2 minutes. Welcome back to Talking Teeth. My name is Dr. Dean Vafiatis, and we are talking digital dentistry. Here with us is Ronnie Klein from Henry Schein Incorporated, our sponsor for tonight, and we're talking digital dentistry. Pam, do you have an announcement to make?
I have an announcement, Dr. Dean. That is, there's a special drawing at the end of the campaign on Sunday, March 18th at 1:15 p.m. for anyone that calls from now till the end of the campaign, which is Sunday, March 18th, three nights in a classic suite with a private jacuzzi and sea view.
Nice.
At Adronis Boutique Hotel in Santorini.
And I'll throw in a whitening for that.
Right, for your trip.
Write that down.
Okay, throw in the whitening.
Ronnie Klein, where is the main office of Henry Schein Incorporated?
Henry Schein is located in Melville, Long Island. That's our main office. We also have an office in West Dallas, Wisconsin.
Okay. Now, tell us about, we're talking about E4D. It's a digital scanning machine that makes crowns. And tell us, what does the E4D really, in your opinion, do for a doctor and the patient?
Well, the E4D for the patient is get rid of, like we talked about, that ucky feeling of having that junk in the mouth. It
right.
actually allows the patient to have a one-office visit. They don't have to have that temporary. They don't have to
right.
worry about a temporary falling out. They don't
exactly.
have to worry about any of those things. For the doctor, like you were saying before, the accuracy, nobody has to handle it. You know, you don't have to take an impression, worry about it getting lost in the truck going to the laboratory.
That's happened to us. We
okay.
lost cases in the truck.
Absolutely.
That's with my pens and my keys.
Who mm-hmm. handles it in the laboratory? How the crown is fabricated?
Do you think, well, I'm sorry
day?
To interrupt you, but
sure.
I'm just dying. I'm trying to ask you this question. Do you think this is the future of dentistry, realistically?
Absolutely.
Are we at the cusp of what the changing of the paradigm shift?
Absolutely.
The future is now, Dr.
The future is now. I mean, who thinks about
it? We are already doing this.
Okay. I know we are. And one of the questions was from Maria, are all dentists doing this right now? And the answer is no. I've been teaching about this for about 5 years, and just now, recently, we're starting to see the dentists who are purchasing the machines. And you said to me earlier that what was your numbers that you're starting to see a pattern?
Seeing a very close, you know, very ramped up pattern. About 24 units have been sold in the last 3 months.
Excellent.
Which is
excellent.
Big
excellent.
Ramp up.
See, I really just believe that the patient, at the end of the day, I can't treat every patient. The point is that patients are getting treated a different way, a little bit better. It's faster for them. It's just as good, if not stronger. I mean, the Emax CAD that we have right now is the strongest restoration we've ever had, close to gold. It looks beautiful. It really, really works. So again, for me, this is what we're doing on a daily basis. What about the colors? People always ask us, you know, can you get the shades correct? And, you know, what have you seen from your perspective? Because I don't want to just say it from my perspective.
No, absolutely. You can pretty much match every single color in the mouth. I mean, when these things are made, they're made in numerous shades and colors so that you can match anybody's tooth.
Okay. Again, this is a live show. Please call 718-204-8900 if you have any questions.
Or want to pledge some money.
We would love for you to pledge some money. This is how we keep this radio station alive. We're going to, and actually, I think, like we said last year, any pledges that are made this year, I would personally match those pledges. So please call in with your phone calls, or you can pledge online at www.gaiapes.org. Again, the number is 718-204-8900. Can the machine make implant crowns, Ronnie?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we have a question from Triandis Athanasios. Implants, how often should they be cleaned? Every 3 months? Absolutely every 3 months. But going on to implant crowns, can they make implant crowns?
Yes, absolutely. You can make an implant crown, which is probably not going to be any different than making your regular crown.
Right.
What would you say?
Absolutely. We're making them on implant crowns. It's just basically you're scanning the post or the final CAD-CAM abutment and making a CAD-CAM crown. So we've been doing that literally for 3 years. What do you see differently from the E4D in terms of other machine? Have you seen a difference? What makes your machine different than the other CAD-CAM machines?
Well, the other machines out there use basically a powder, We don't use that. We use a laser, which is what manufacturing companies use all the time for detail.
Mm-hmm.
The software is unbelievable. I mean, you work with software that's very intuitive, very easy to work with.
Well, that's what I really like. Yeah, you know, that's really what turned me on to it, is that I could literally control the contours of the crown. I can change the bite. I can change the occlusion. I can change the way it looks. If the tooth started off small, I can make the tooth now bigger. I have a lot more control. And the other thing I really enjoy with the actual software is being able to look at the different views and slice up the tooth and make sure I have enough room all around the tooth. Sometimes we make crowns, and the laboratory makes them, and there's a little bit too much material on the outside and a little bit not enough material on the inside, and sometimes it cracks. So that kind of uniformity of that crown, for me as a clinician, it's just an amazing thing. The second part that I found in your machine that it really, again, got me really excited was I can teach it. It's a very easy I've been teaching for 17 years. If I can't teach a procedure,
right,
it's very frustrating. If I can teach a procedure and the dentist or the student or the resident gets it and they walk out of there after 2 hours and they can do what I do, that makes me happy. And that's when you're relating the information to other people.
Well, when you buy the machine, you get significant training on how to use it.
But which is another
great,
yeah.
The other fabulous thing about it is you're able to communicate with people that we have sitting on the phones in Dallas. So if you don't have all the information or you're having a little bit of trouble as a doctor, you call in, they log in through the computer and help you right there,
right,
to make sure you get the perfect restoration.
Right, right. And that's a big thing, to be able to have a, sort of like a lifeline,
right,
to call in and they get onto your own computer. And that's a big, big benefit. Pam, you had a question?
So, you know, when the patients see this machine and how the computer designs the teeth, sometimes the patients get up and go and see the tooth being milled in the lab. It's amazing. They just love it. They just go crazy for it. They cannot believe it.
It's funny you said that, because we had a patient the other day who got up and started looking at the milling process and said, who does this? Who's the company?
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's D4D Technologies, and Henry Schein is the distributor. They said, is Henry Schein public?
Yes.
I said, absolutely.
Great stock.
So it was
great
an interesting
stock.
Thing to see the value that they saw, how powerful that could be. The other thing, we had an analyst come in from Barclays Bank,
right,
who also, you know, looked at technology real life with a patient and just gave us, you know, gave the company and the actual machine, you know, a 5-star in his opinion, how he thought the technology was being ran. So I know it's happening. It's been really exciting for us. We've been teaching over the last 18 months around the country. We're going to three countries in Europe in the next 5 months to discuss CAD-CAM dentistry. So, yeah, if how does a patient find out more about this machine?
Well, the Z4D.com, I mean, they can reach out
there.
They
can sign on to that.
They can actually, on the E4D.com, actually see how the machine works.
How it's done. Okay,
so that's
great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
so,
the main thing is that for the patients, it's less visits, it's less anesthesia. You can have a crown made at lunchtime.
Yeah.
You don't have to go away with a temp.
Yeah. I mean, the temporary has always been a trial and error. Now, I want to, you know, be really honest about this. If you ask me how many patients we treat with this, so let's say we do X amount of crowns a month, usually it's going to be 70% are done this way. There's always a 20%, 30% that we just can't scan it because either there's too much blood, it's in the back of the mouth, I really just can't get the scan. It's something extraordinary that I can't get the scan. So we're about 70% right now digital.
But isn't it true that you can take the impression in the office,
correct,
and make a crown,
so
right off the impression,
right, right,
if
so,
you have difficulty?
So that's our second model. If we can't,
okay,
do it that day, then what we do is we take the impression, we pour it, we scan the impression, and the patient comes in 8 o'clock in the morning the next day, and we have it ready for them there. So that's
great.
The worst-case scenario is they'll have to come back the next day. But we will get that crown made that day. That's the way
our
facility
runs.
How
long does it
runs.
Take when you send it out to a lab?
It's at least
two weeks.
There you go.
There you go.
So, and everybody knows that. So if there's any dentists that have any questions, you can email us at drdeanradio@gmail.com, or you can call, you can go on our office and check out my email. You can email me privately, and that's fine if you have any questions. If you want to see the machine in action, you can go to our website, get our address, www.nysi.org, and we can even give you a trial run of see how it works. If you have friends or family that want to hear about it more, again, you can just sign on to e4d.com. Henry Schein Incorporated is the distributor. And the three reasons that I want to give you why you're going to love going to the office of anybody who has digital dentistry. Number one, I think it's going to be more accurate. Number two, you're going to save a lot of time. And usually, you're going to get out of there in one visit. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed our show.
And our next show, 2 weeks from today,
what is our next show?
Will be Facial Aesthetics.
Facial
and we
aesthetics.
Have a special guest, Mr. Louis Licari.
Uh-huh. Louis
from
Licari.
The salon.
Oh, wow. Very
Louis
good.
Louis Licari Salon.
Who's, I think he's East Coast, West Coast, right?
East Coast, West Coast.
Very, very famous, very famous hair designer. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about facial aesthetics. We want to thank Henry Schein Incorporated for their sponsorship. Thank you, Ronnie Klein, for being here.
Thank you, Ronnie.
We really appreciate your time and energy. John, thank you for your time. Pam, nice to see you again.
Thank you, Dr.
See you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.